Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ginuwine's birthday, 49 today. This song still bangs, right?
Oh, hell yeah. You can bang to this song.
Yeah. It was a fun hour with Sedano there. Yeah. I was just telling him as he was walking out, that's more NBA knowledge in 1 hour than we could ever aspire to give anybody.
That's what he does, though, man.
That is what he does.
He gets to talk to Doris Burke. Oh, my.
You love that.
I've loved Doris Burke for years, man. God, I'd love to just sit down with
her. Here's the code word this hour. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is fun. We like to have fun on this show.
Yep.
What would be more fun than putting $1,000 in your pocket?
$2,000,
and I got you. But it would be fun to have $1,000 in your pocket. I don't want to diminish the prize here.
Oh, if you won't want it, give it to me.
Text the word FUN right now to 72881. 72881. Text the word FUN right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word FUN right now to 72881. I want to have fun here for a second because we've been teasing the Don Bailey Jr. calls for a day and a half now.
And they're good.
And I did plan on getting to it at 3 o'clock today, and then George walked in, and then how could you not talk basketball with Sedano? So, DBJ, if you don't listen to the show or you don't listen to the Miami Hurricanes radio broadcast, Don Bailey Jr. works in some pop culture lines for us. We feed him lines on Thursdays, and then he works them into the broadcast, usually on Saturdays. This week it was Friday. So Friday during the game, I'm getting blown up on Twitter. People going, DBJ's going off. He's doing his thing. So here are the calls that DBJ did during the game on Friday. Do you have the original Wimpy line that we gave him? A lot of people don't know the old cartoon Popeye. Had a very lesser-known character named Wimpy who would say, here's the line.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
What was Wimpy's role?
I don't know.
Is he a homeless man?
I think it was like, yeah, I think, well, what'd they call him back then? Like hobos or
hobos,
something?
Yeah.
Like just a bum. He was dude needed a hamburger. But he didn't have the money.
He would pay it Tuesday. Wasn't he heavy?
Heavy, yeah.
You can't be that hungry, Wimpy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the whole backstory. I don't know the backstory on Wimpy. So we gave DBJ
a prequel.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Let's hear how he weaved it into the broadcast.
At Hard Rock Stadium, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., full house in the press in our booth.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, Joe. You can't even tell me where that one came
from. Come on, Popeye the Sailor Man.
Wow. That's Wimpy.
Wimpy.
There you go.
Look at that.
Now there's two versions of that. Cook me up a hamburger and I'll pay you on Tuesday. That was the first version.
It was?
Talking about something from the 30s.
He's freestyling.
He did that well, right? Because Joe Zagacki was just dropping in a, we're back at Hard Rock State, whatever it was.
Was that out the gate?
I don't know. That would be great if that's the way the broadcast started.
It was in the first quarter, though, coming back from
a commercial. Can you play that entire thing one more time? Do you have that, not just the little clip? Like this, I think he worked it in perfectly because Joe Zagacki wasn't expecting this then.
At Hard Rock Stadium, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., full house in the press in our booth.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, Joe.
Joe.
can't even tell me where that one came
from. Come on, Popeye
right,
the Sailor.
There you go. That's good. Excellent. Excellent job there by Don Bailey Jr. already redeeming himself from the awful Saturday he had against Votek.
He feels like he's bouncing back.
Feels
now,
like it's a bounce back game. Now, this is the one that we really were waiting for. Crowder, for whatever reason, got this line in his head from Friday After Next. Do you have the original line from Miss Purdy?
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I said,
Crowder walked in one day, and he's just saying it over and over. Tell your fine daddy I said,
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I said,
What's that guy's name again?
Turner Davidson.
Can't remember his name. All right, let's hear how Don Bailey Jr. did with the line.
Third and goal from the three. Perry, his eyes narrowed and focused, looking at Snowden. Shotgun snap. Looks. He's going to run. Perry, three, two,
got it.
One, dies. Touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown for Nicosi Perry! There's joy all over Hard Rock Stadium. Nicosi Perry runs it in from 4 yards out with 2:31 to go in the game. Miami 16 and Virginia 9.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
And with that, 2:31 to go in the game.
My heart was beating in anticipation, knowing that it was coming. And that delivered. That is great. Let me hear that little quick one.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
He sounds like a drag queen. That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
Hi. It reminds me of Risky Business when Ralph comes over and says, hello, Joel. That is great. All right, then the last one. I re-gave him the Lizzo line because we had given him before, blame it on my juice, yeah. And then he went, during the Votek game, he just goes, Yah, ye. There was no Lizzo line.
No.
And he just drops in a yah, ye. And I said to him, you've got to redo this. It's just, it just wasn't good. It's not up to snuff.
No. Nope.
And so let's hear how he did it. Oh, do you have the actual Lizzo sound that we gave him? Gotta blame it on my juice, yah, ye. Yah, ye. Gotta blame it on my juice, yah, ye. Let's hear how he did it in the broadcast.
Promising avenue for Virginia trying to take the lead. Inside and ball loose. There's a fumble.
Yes.
And Miami has it. Yes. Miami's got it, I believe. Miami has the football. Fumble. There's a tussle for the ball. Let's see. It is Miami football. Trajan Bandy has it. He's got to take the turnover chain. A turnover by Virginia. Miami gets the football back.
Got to blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yah, yah, ye.
You think you nailed that one?
Pretty damn close.
Pretty damn close. A plus for DBJ this week, right?
Across the board.
A plus. I want to hear the Miss Purdy line one more time. Can you give us the whole clip from Friday After Next? This one is the absolute best.
Third and goal from the three. Perry, his eyes narrowed and focused, looking at Snowden. Shotgun snap. Looks. He's going to run. Perry, three, two,
got it.
One, dies. Touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown for Nicosi Perry! There's joy all over Hard Rock Stadium. Nicosi Perry runs it in from 4 yards out with 2:31 to go in the game. Miami 16 and Virginia 9.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
And with that, 2:31 to go in the game.
So good. Somebody texts in, seriously about to have a heart attack from extreme laughter, LMFAO. Somebody texts in, DBJ is the man. He is the man. after that week's performance. That stuff is quality. We got to come up with some good stuff for Thursday. Haven't we already compiled a couple of lines for Thursday?
Yeah, we do have some stuff. Let me pull it up here really quick.
I didn't do my research last night. I'll get on top of it.
What were we going to do?
I have to look through the first 20 minutes of Something About Mary.
Oh, right. How'd you get the Frank the above beans the, bean? The beans over the
yes.
Frank? Yeah.
These yeah. eyes from the Superbad movie.
These eyes.
Like you.
Excellent job, DBJ. Let's get headlines real quick here from Alejandro Solana.
Really quickly, headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Nicosi Perry took the first team snaps in practice today for the Miami Hurricanes. Jaren Williams did practice, but again, it was Nicosi taking the majority of the snaps.
Okay.
The Packers survived the Rams 23-22 on Monday Night Football. People are really upset with the officials in that game, guys.
Deservedly so. Deservedly so. Dan Orlovsky, the most angry of any of anyone. Anything else? A weird little ad on there. Dan Orlovsky was the angriest. Anything else?
Yeah, XFL has announced some QBs who will be on their respective XFL teams.
Oh, save it. I want to do that in cheers, too. I'm going to give cheers to the XFL draft. Spoiler alert, but let's do cheers, too, in the next segment. I'm glad you brought that up because I do want to talk. The XFL draft is going on right now. It's going on right now. I actually think you got picked.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. In fact, if you want to get in on Cheers 2, we're going to do it in the next segment. Someone will win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. You could line it up right now, 786-360-0790. Solana is giving headlines right now, so he's not going to answer the phone, but you're going to hear it ringing, and when he gets a chance to answer it, he will. 786-360-0790. Or is Marcos back there?
Roman's back here.
Roman's back there.
Help me out.
Can't see anything with the glare here. Roman's going to answer the phones then. So we can line it up right now. 786-360-0790 if you want to play Cheers 2. What else you got, Solana?
ALCS Game 3 at 408 in New York. NLCS Game 4 at 805 in Washington. And at 9:30 p.m. tonight, Uruguay is in Peru for another international friendly.
Somebody texts in, I bartend in the club level at Hard Rock. The audio of the game is on the radio feed during the stadium. And when he did the Friday After Next line, I almost died.
Hi.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, on this day in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered on CBS.
Still a banger. It's a great show.
Come on, man.
I Love Lucy. You never seen the show?
The black and white one with Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah.
Man, that show is garbage.
What?
Garbage, Hawk. Let's be honest, Hawk.
Dan Day over on our affiliate side. I Love Lucy is a thumbs down?
Yes.
I'm going to fight everyone in this building. I will fight everyone in this building.
You need to fight Lucy and Ricky.
Are you kidding me? You don't laugh at I Love Lucy reruns?
No, it's silly. It's dumb. It's not funny at all.
Lucy!
That's not funny.
What?
You had limited funny back then.
I want to give that to Don Bailey Jr. Lucy! Nothing more than that. Just Ricky Ricardo bellowing, Lucy! I don't know if there was more to it than that.
I'm home.
Yeah, Lucy, I'm home. Yeah, do that.
Put that. Boy, that was a good one.
That's great. You ever seen I Love Lucy, Solana?
I just know that line. Lucy, I'm home.
Len, our program director, someone get him in here. He will fire you right now for saying this about I Love
Lucy.
Len
doesn't like I Love Lucy.
Lie.
Nope.
Lie.
It doesn't feel good on receiving end of the lie. No, man. No, I'm with you, and I'm honest about this stuff.
Hold on.
I Love Lucy ain't worth a damn. You're going to go and get Lynn right now?
Lynn!
That's not how we do things around here.
This is an old person thing, right?
Oh, yeah. This is that
geriatric.
You got
to be like 65 years old to like I Love Lucy.
Yeah, to have a pill case.
Yeah, you got to be
pill
just,
cases.
Oh, I love having my pill case by the bed. What are you guys talking about? The pill cases? I love You have a pill case by the bed. That way you don't forget what medicine you've had. Hey, put him over at this microphone right here. Put him over at this microphone.
No,
go over here. Go
what?
Over here.
Wait, put these cool headphones on.
Where's your pill case?
Hey, now, 413 in
Len,
New York, WDWFM.
Len went right back to his DJ days. How old are you, Len? Can you say?
Old?
Older than me, older than Crowder.
Let's go with mid-50s.
But younger than Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah, right? She's dead.
I Love Lucy.
Classic. I know. Classic. I heard the Dan version.
But classic and
Dan.
Good. Classic and good, though.
You're fired. Get out.
Fire Crowder, too. Can you fire Crowder?
Crowder, you don't like I Love Lucy?
He says not only does he not like it, he says it's
Crowder,
garbage.
Gone. But, Lynn, you didn't
say
good.
Get out of here.
You didn't say good, Lynn. You say classic.
Get out.
It is good. It's a great.
What is that?
I'm going to have TNT a TNT wall, Crowder.
Oh, now you're taking Len's side?
Yeah,
what a
baby.
Kiss ass.
Len, I love Lucy.
Yeah, it's a great show.
He just said the opposite when you were walking in here.
That's Solana. What do you
expect? So you don't think I Love Lucy was funny?
I've watched it a couple times, too. It's on Nick at Night.
You never saw the one when she's...
The conveyor belt with the chocolate and apple.
Are you joking?
Crowder.
Yes, I've seen it.
You didn't like it?
No, it's a little...
Shame on you.
It's not funny.
I'm upset. Shame on you.
My day is ruined.
Shame on you.
Candy conveyor belt.
Craziest thing I have ever caped up for. The craziest thing.
You went and got Len.
Len's
trying to do some important stuff.
I know, because I knew Len was going to love I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
I knew it.
Okay.
Thank you, Len.
It's a pleasure.
We appreciate that. Anything else, Solana, before you get fired?
Said he still loves me.
Anything else, Solana?
I Love Lucy. Great show.
What a kiss ass.
Man, you almost killed that damn dude, making him run in here. What are you doing? Look at him. What are you doing? I'm trying to be nice.
There's monitors out there.
You know there's a 20-second delay, right?
Anything else, Solana? I've never seen Len move that fast.
It's over for
We
him.
Saw him do drills once at the Dolphins facility. I'm not lying.
Slow motion.
That was
full speed. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, don't do that, man. Don't make him shuffle like that.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Let's just move on to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. There's a 10% chance of rain right now in South Florida. Tonight's low will drop to 76 degrees. Sunset will be at 6:53 p.m. Join us for Breeders' Cup weekend at Champions at Hialeah Park, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center. Watch and wager in air-conditioned comfort at the original Champions at Hialeah Park.
Somebody texted in, Zagacki is the perfect person for the DBJ calls. We don't give Joe enough credit. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Joe allows it to happen. He's the perfect foil for that.
And if we ask him to get involved, he's gung-ho about
it. Yeah. Oh, the line is, according to the texters, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. That's the line we got to give DBJ.
So now we're making fun of accents in
South Florida? Yeah, listen, he was a heavy Cuban accent. This was back in the 50s. Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
That's not funny.
It's hysterical.
A guy to talk to his wife?
With an accent? If I have to explain why I Love Lucy was funny, I think you might just be a lost cause.
Let's go to Hialeah. You will bust a gut laughing. You just like to hear Spanish dudes talk English? Let's go to Hialeah.
Like, if you think that's all I Love Lucy was about, you're a simpleton.
A candy conveyor belt
you
and bad English.
You are a simpleton.
Should I get mad at that word?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
All right, is that it, Solana?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we're going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment. So, what? You're pointing at me.
Huh?
You were just pointing at me. You have something?
No.
Oh, okay. We're going to play Cheers 2. You were pointing at me, though, weren't you?
Yeah, but... Not for something I have to do, something you have to do.
Oh, okay. What do I have to do? Now he's pointing at me. I know I got to do a Cheetah commercial. Is that what you're letting me know? I know. I know. If you want to play Cheers, too, line it up, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790.
Let him know, Solana. Let him know.
What do we got here? Anything? Always lots going on at the Cheetah. The spookiest time of year is officially underway. Forget spending another year handing out candy at home. There's a much better option for making the most of Halloween night. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs will be putting a decidedly sexy spin on the scariest day of the year. Enjoy a frighteningly seductive night out with their lineup of sweet and sultry adult entertainers. Hang out at the Cheetah for their freaky Fright Night Halloween bash, October 31st, of course. Costume contest, drink specials, buffet, much, much more. Halloween at the Cheetah. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. I remind you every day, why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6. In the Biz Guest tonight, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. That's Sundays through Tuesdays, so that is tonight. And then, of course, beer, babes, and lots of football action in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra-high-tech sports lounge. Whether it's Monday night football like last night, Thursday night football, weekend college and pro games, this is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, and projector screens, and enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials as well. And if you want more details on any of the action I just told you about, check out their website, which is Cheetah, S-O-F-L. All right, going to play a little Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder.
Com Sports Station.
This is 100% pure banger. This is 100% pure banger.
Yeah. This actually made some of the parties when I was a kid.
You know this song, yeah, Solana?
Yeah.
I kind of would just want to listen to this. Crystal Waters? I've come to take you there, show you how to care. Just be aware. Bunch of people on hold for Cheers too, but I actually think
damn, Crystal.
Why, I love it.
I don't even see me. Look at that, with the little leaning on the knees, little rebel. She actually looks like a deacon, but
she had a couple of big hits. You remember what was the other one? Gypsy something.
I think it's just Gypsy.
Gypsy? Great song. She had a couple great dance songs from the 90s.
You might not want to come over here too close to me, man. I done figured it out. I was helping my wife this morning with investment property.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you were getting excited by Crystal Waters.
Oh, no. She ain't that. Them pictures ain't that good.
Gypsy Woman.
Gypsy Woman. That's a good song, too. Play that later. So what happened? Why don't I want to get near you?
I was sweating all morning, putting together beds and stuff for this investment property. Gotcha. But then I was like, should I shower? Should I shower? No, I'll just spray some cologne in my drawers. It didn't work.
Man, you are so weird with that stuff. Take a damn shower.
I didn't have time. I would have been late.
There's
I was almost
a shower
late
here
today.
At the radio station. There is a shower
in there.
There is a shower
Those
here
women
at the radio
will
station.
Kick the door down if they know I'm in there showering.
You can borrow my loofah.
You need a loofah?
I
got a
no
product.
Loofah.
This is something incredible. And I said when I got this shipped to me here at the radio station, I said if the reaction by Crowder and Solana and some other people here is any indication of how popular this thing is going to be, then this is going to be the next toaster oven.
Is it awesome?
It is awesome. So this is an absolute pleasure for me to talk about the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. This might be the greatest new product I've had in my house in a long time. So, you know, people love cocktails and mixed drinks, right? But you don't want to have all the bottles at your house or you don't know how to make them all. I'm talking Cosmopolitans, Margaritas, Old Fashioned, Moscow Mule. But now you can make these products at home with the push of a button using the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Everybody knows what a Keurig is, right? It's a pod-based premium cocktail machine. You are going to love this thing. In fact, I'm going to post video on my Instagram account, which is Radio Mark Hockman, of me making a drink with this DrinkWorks machine. So each pod, you know, Keurig makes it, so you understand the pod situation. Each pod has all the ingredients for the drink, and then the machine adds water and carbonation. So you choose your drink, you insert the pod, you press start, and the drink is ready in 60 seconds. And I'm talking cocktails, spritzers, sangria, mixed drinks. They taste great. The drinks come out ice cold. It almost sounds impossible to believe, but it's true. It's like having Tom Cruise in cocktail on your it's like having him on your counter. They've got 23 different types of drink pods right now, and they add new ones every month. So if you're having friends over, you don't have to stock up on every bottle and then try to figure out how to make an old-fashioned. You just pop in the pod. They've got pods for strawberry margaritas, white Russians, peach sangria, cosmopolitans, mojitos, vodka lemonade I made the other night. And then the pods tell you how to garnish the glass if you want to make it look real fancy. And it also tells you the booziness and sweetness level as well. I'm telling you, this thing is amazing. So
where's the party, man?
The DrinkWorks machine is already a great deal, but they're doing an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. You save $50 off the retail price. It retails for $299. So you pay just $249. Think about that. $250 and you have a bartender sitting on your counter. $249 for a premium cocktail machine, and they've got a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So the easiest way to get this great offer on the revolutionary DrinkWorks cocktail maker, you go to drinkworks.com, DRINKWORKS, drinkworks.com, and you got to put in my code, MARK50, MARC50. That'll get you the $50 off. You do it when you're checking out, and you get free shipping as well. So don't wait. This amazing offer is not going to last. It's only for my listeners. So you go to drinkworks.com, put in the code MARC50, MARC50, when you're checking out. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. And again, I'm going to post video on my Instagram account, Radio Mark Hockman, so you could see just how easy it is. You're going to fall in love with this thing.
I can't get an invite, man.
In love with this thing. You're sitting there watching a game, and you go, oh, yeah, I want to have a rum and cola. And you walk over, you put the pod in, and it shoots it out. I'm telling you, DrinkWorks by Keurig.
What's that code?
MARC50, M-A-R-C 50.
If I can't get an invite to your house, I'm going to have me one at my house.
$250. You have Tom Cruise sitting on your countertop in the kitchen.
He's as tall as that.
I was going to say, he could fit there.
Tiny little fella.
He could fit there. So we'll do cheers to. So are people still on hold, Solana?
Yeah, right. We still have some people on hold.
Okay, tell them to hang on because I do want to take a quick break here because we went long with the last segment because we got into the argument about I Love Lucy and Len had to come in and put Crowder in his place, as always happens here at work. So in the next segment, we play Cheers 2. So if you're on hold, stay on hold. Someone's going to win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. We'll give our Cheers 2, and then we'll go to the phone lines. If there's someone or something that you want to give Cheers to, you line it up. There's one open phone line. We have 10 lines. Actually, two open lines, 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. We're in hurricane season. There's a little bit of activity out there again. BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, that is the way to go. That's what my wife and I use for our home. When you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything in your house, just a different feeling, man. BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. They came out to the house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would be the best for us, and then boom, what a difference when you're getting ready for a storm. And not only does the house look better than it has in years, our homeowner's insurance is going down because of the Impact windows and doors. So BNT, that is the way to go. Trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call my friends there. BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play a little Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder. My man is bringing it strong 90s style today.
Doing his thing.
I feel like I'm back interning at B96 in Chicago. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in America's largest showroom. Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Robin S. Robin S. All right, let's play Cheers 2 here. So we go around the room, we tell you who we're giving cheers to, and then we'll go to the phone lines, and we will listen to who you are giving cheers to, and then we will vote for one lucky caller to win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park, a place that we love so much. I am giving cheers to the XFL Draft which is going on today and tomorrow via conference call.
You said they drafted me?
It is going on via conference call. So they assigned quarterbacks. Those weren't drafted. Quarterbacks were assigned to each team. Dallas got Landry Jones. D.C. got Cardell Jones.
Okay. I got some names now. I know both of those guys.
Houston got Philip Walker.
Uh-oh.
Los Angeles Wildcats got Luis Perez.
Mm-mm.
You remember him from the AAF?
Luis Perez?
Yeah, he had like a breakout game, one game in the AAF.
No, son.
New York Guardians got Matt McGloin.
I remember him.
Yeah. Brandon Silvers went to Seattle. Jordan Ta'amu went to St. Louis. And Aaron Murray out of Georgia went to the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Murray was a beast in college.
The number one overall pick in the XFL draft today was Rashard Davis.
Oh, big shot.
Wide receiver. You remember him?
No.
Wide receiver. He went to the D.C. Defenders. Wide receiver out of James Madison.
I can, I can make it in the XFL.
I'm looking to see. This league ain't going to make it, is it?
Oh, I wouldn't guess so. They already folded once.
Right. The XFL lasted 1 year.
And the AAF didn't make it, and now they're coming back. I would say no.
But I love a new league, which is why I'm giving cheers to them. Like, I love a new league. I'm rooting for it. I'd love to have football year-round. I'm looking down the list of people that have been drafted. I don't recognize a name here.
Because it's after NFL and CFL.
I mean, I am having a tough time. Oh, Willie Beavers. Yeah, I'm having a tough time finding a single name. Martez Ivy.
Last name's Beavers and you name your son Willie. You have to have a sense of humor.
A little bit.
Yes.
You recognize that name, Martez Ivy?
Mm-mm.
Played in Florida.
No.
No?
These are the guys that can't make the NFL or the CFL, Hawk. No. Probably didn't start at Florida.
Oh, there's Stacy Coley. There you go. Stacy Coley, running a wide receiver out of Miami, was drafted 29th overall by the Dallas Renegades.
There we go.
There we go. Quentin Flowers from USF.
The quarterback?
No, running back.
Oh.
Might be a different Quentin Flowers.
He could be whatever.
Matt Jones.
The big receiver?
Running back out of Florida.
Oh, yeah, Matt Jones. Big with the dreads. I thought it was Matt Jones that was on that coke in his car.
No, Matt Jones
remember
out of Florida.
Him?
He was drafted 54th overall by the St. Louis Battlehawks.
He can run the ball back in the day. He's probably my age now, though.
Anyway, cheers to the XFL. They're having
Matt
their
Jones.
Draft.
Huh?
Today.
They called my name.
Today and tomorrow. Do they allow a lark on the field? Who are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
I am giving cheers to the San Francisco 49ers. Half of the reason I doubted them. John Lynch was made fun of when he became a GM.
Nope.
Kyle Shanahan gets the job after the 28-3 meltdown in Atlanta when he would not run the ball with his offense and could have had a Super Bowl ring. Those guys are legit. John Lynch put a team together. I love their front seven. This team will make some noise in the NFC and maybe even win the NFC. I'm saying that right now. Jimmy Garoppolo can play ball. I want to give my cheers to the entire San Francisco 49er franchise for turning things around because about 6 years ago, they were an embarrassment to football.
They are for real. Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to restaurants that don't charge for club soda.
Huh?
I'm so sick and tired of going to restaurants, ordering a soda water. It's water.
I hate him with a passion.
It's water. Why are you charging me $4.50?
Who charges for club soda?
It's the most ridiculous thing.
Honestly,
yesterday,
no. If you walk up to the bar and you say, can I get a club soda, they'll charge you?
They'll charge you. I got charged $4.50 yesterday at a bar. For a club soda. Soda water.
That's your fault because nobody drinks soda water by itself.
Everybody drinks soda water.
I do like club soda with a lime.
Really?
I happen to find that to be a very refreshing drink.
It's my drink of choice. It's water. Why are you charging me for it?
Like, I'm
the bottle. Sick and tired of it. So all the restaurants out there, no, they don't because it comes straight from the little hose where all the other sodas come from. So
yeah, but soda costs money.
Water doesn't.
Right, but it's carbonated.
Yeah, but come on.
Carbonation costs.
And the lime. The lime costs a little money.
$4 for carbonation?
You're renting the glass.
I just walk around my soda stream.
All right. What do we That's your drink of choice, really?
Every time I go out, I drink a club
but
soda.
You don't have an alcoholic beverage?
Oh, no. I mean, if I go out like to drink, then obviously I'm not drinking just straight up club soda.
This was on Darren Ravel's Twitter feed that millennials are making seltzer water hip.
I happen to like a club soda with lime. I really do. I find it to be a refreshing drink.
Like, what's that, Truly and White Claw?
No, but that's,
and all
that's,
that crap?
But that's alcoholic.
That's Spike Seltzer.
But seltzer water and soda water is the same thing, Solana.
No, there's a one
seltzer
there.
Water and club soda is the same thing?
Oh, no, right, but Spike Seltzers.
Oh, it's spiked. It has liquor in it, right. But it's those are the same thing.
I dabble in the spiked seltzer community. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I got to get to the calls. I don't know what happened there. I don't. No, don't give yourself the clanks. You lost. From now on, we have to choose a winner and a loser from our little round of three.
You can fail in Cheers,
Yeah, too. He lost on this one. He lost. You're not welcome back there with us. You're not going to the Funky Buddha Tap Room with us. Roman's coming. You're not.
I'd rather that.
Pasquale. Hey. Pasquale, who you giving cheers to? You're on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, Hockman and Crowder, how are you doing, my Schwarzers? I give my cheers
all right,
to...
I'm not even doing that. Get out of here. Jay in Miramar. Go ahead, Jay. Who you giving cheers to?
First off, they probably charged Solana because they knew he wasn't going to tip.
That could be, like, had you been there before and not tipped? Because you give a bartender $5 if you're ordering a club soda, you'll get club soda the rest of the night for nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, he's not a good tipper. I can tell by his face.
Yeah, probably not.
Huh? Go ahead, Jay. Who give him cheers to?
Well, I ain't going to get his vote, so I might as well hang up.
Oh, hey, that is true.
later, Jay.
I give cheers to Solana then. No,
there's a twist at the end of the call. That was excellent. Hold on, let me put you on hold. Eddie in Pompano. Who are you giving cheers to, Eddie?
I'm giving cheers to the Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator who called the final play of the game to keep us in running for the number one pick.
You know what? I'm down with that because that call had no chance of working. And
no.
So it kept you in the Tua thing.
Come on in here with everybody and catch the ball.
D-Man in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to?
Bad Bunny for giving us something to laugh to. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Bad Bunny, ay-ay-ay. Excellent. Ray in Pompano. Who are you giving cheers to, Ray?
Solana. Absolutely word not described.
It's hard to take at times, right?
Well, there's just a complete lack of faith in humanity, and that's all I can say. I mean it. I'm outside the demographics, but I love you guys, and Solana is my to Solana for sure.
All right, I appreciate that. He's become the breakout star for all the wrong reasons. Two people have nominated Solana for their cheers to. And when we did that Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha Brewery, everyone wanted to meet Solana.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture with them?
Come talk to him.
You need me to take it for you? George is on the turnpike. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, Solana, I got your back. I'll slap anyone for you.
Look at this. Listen. What is happening here?
My cheers goes out to the Washington Nationals pitching staff.
Yeah.
Sweep tonight, baby.
There you go, baseball fan. That's more baseball talk than
loser.
Hey.
Jay in Boca. Who are you giving cheers to, Jay?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. My cheers go to the Miami Heat for finally having one of our franchises locally give us something to look forward to. Within the last 2 years, without dumping the year prior, even though we didn't have a great year last year, but things are looking great, man. We got rid of a lot of salary. We got new players that are performing. So I think it's going to be an awesome year. We're going to finish above normal, I think. I think we're going to finish in the top four.
They did do a good job with what we thought were limited resources. Miami Heat did it in a very impressive fashion. Frank in Margate. Who are you giving cheers to, Frank?
Hey, guys, I'm giving cheers to Manny Diaz for finally taking over that Hurricane defense. Man, was it long overdue.
Yeah, you know what? I would have liked to have seen that earlier, too. I wonder what the difference might have been. And Escobar in Weston. Who are you giving cheers to, Escobar?
Hey, fellas. I'm going to have to call an audible here. I originally was calling in to cheer for Solana, but since everybody's been doing that, tell me about it. So I'm not going to go that route. I'd have to give a cheers to that referee last night's Monday Night Football game that came in and called a touchdown for the Detroit Lions. Thanks to him, my fantasy football team lost by 0.3.
Oh, and they had one. You had another ref that was pointing first down for Green Bay in that same situation. All right, we got to vote for a winner here. Who wins? Cheers to, let's see, caller two, Jay in Miramar nominated Solana because he wanted to kind of win him over after having clubbed him. Caller three, the Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator for calling that play that was insured Tua would come to Miami. Caller four, Bad Bunny. Caller five, inexplicably Solana again. Caller seven, the Washington Nationals pitching staff. Caller eight, the Miami Heat for doing it the right way. Caller nine, Manny Diaz for getting back in on the defense. And caller 10, the ref last night who called a TD for Detroit. I am voting for caller number, I'm going to say four, D-Man in Miami, Bad Bunny. Good show reference. We've had a million laughs with Bad Bunny and DBJ, and so I give him my my vote. Who are you giving your vote to?
I am going for Frank with Manny Diaz being in the building, that defense getting run over for weeks and just sitting back. You're there. Go get involved and put that magic on them.
Maggot.
Put a maggot on them, too. That'll disgust the other team's quarterback, won't it?
We're attacking Georgia Tech with maggots.
Frank and Manny Diaz getting involved in the defense.
I could easily make a case for that as well. Solana, you're the deciding vote. Bad Bunny! Strong nominee there by D-Man in Miami. You got $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. It's between Commercial and Oakland Park Boulevard. You will love that place. We love that place. In fact, we're going to open up the Funky Buddha Happy Hour in just 5 minutes.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. And this year, tailgate at Hard Rock Stadium for every Dolphin game is amazing. The Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. It's right by the pregame. Me and Chris Whittingham are up there on stage. We have a DJ. We have music. We have that delicious Publix food over there. We have all the games, the Jenga, the cornhole. We have the Connect Four. Come over between the south and southeast corner. We have what? We have now what, like? Five more home games left.
I got to look at the schedule.
Come over between the south and southeast corner.
I went there before the Dolphins game this Sunday. It was really fun.
It's cool, man. Yep. Sit down. We have benches out there. You get to eat. It is a great time. And the second thing they did for this football season is something else that's special, the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Crispy chicken tenders, bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and it's topped off with that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Be the queen or king of the tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. You got that Publix sub. You got that Miami Dolphin Pub sub. Y'all have been eating Publix subs forever. You know about the chicken wings. You know about the fried chicken. You know about the rotisserie chicken. You know about all the sides. They are all delicious. But the platters that feed dozens, the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks, everything that Publix has to make your tailgate or watch party amazing, Publix got you. And busy moms, busy dads, I love what Publix is doing this year with Publix.com delivery. I work 5 days a week. Dolphins on Sunday, I'm there all day. But Saturdays, I like to have me a little watch party. Sometimes on Sunday night, I want to call some guys over, you know, have some food, drink some beers, watch Sunday night football. But I cannot get to the store. You can go to Publix.com right now. Order all your tailgating and watch party needs, and they will deliver it to you. Publix is finding a way to get you that delicious Publix food. Find all those tailgating and watch party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Somebody texts in, how did no one give cheers to Turner Davidson?
Oh.
That is a huge mistake by all the callers and all of us. How did no one give cheers? Ah! Somebody also says that Oswald Cobblepot was just drafted by the XFL.
I am a man.
How did you have that
Oswald
ready?
Cobblepot.
Out of all the things, I didn't even tell you I was going to say that. How on earth did you have that sound ready?
I am a man. I have a name. Oswald Cobblepot.
Wow. Oswald. You are on your game, man. All right, quick break. We'll open up the Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And one. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.